day, the world is witnessing increased use of unilateralism, marked by isolationist and arbitrary actions that threaten to undermine the progress made by developing countries in meeting the global challenges. We take note with concern of the report of the Secretary General on strengthening the coordination of humanitarian assistance, which accounts for the number of people that need assistance and protection, and that has put to the test the humanitarian system as a whole. With this in mind, my delegation would like to take this opportunity to speak about the three global emergency challenges that needed to be addressed in short order by the member states. Beginning with how we see that floods, droughts, earthquakes, and other natural disasters have radically changed geographical patterns and biological cycles, while they also present significant challenges of coordination and response, which have been exacerbated by the current climate crisis, which is the result of a consumption model that favors capital over life and health. This great global challenge has significant impact on humanitarian components, especially in food security, which fortunately we will have an opportunity to consider at length during these days in our debates. Additionally, armed conflict and the wars caused by interventionism and the lack of respect of the standards of the United Nations Charter, which continue to cause increased number of refugees, great levels of hunger, and a deplorable impact among the most vulnerable, including women and children. Third, the political, economic, and social impact and the systematic use of illegal unilateral coercive measures against entire populations, violating the most essential basic rules of international law. It represents the most sophisticated cause of the global problems of human displacement by depriving over one-third of humankind from the full enjoyment and attainment of their human rights, including to food, to health, access to vaccines, medical treatment, financial services, and education, among others. While it also is an attack on the economies of peoples that are subjected to these criminal measures that go as far as undermining national efforts to promote the implementation of the 2030 Agenda and the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. President, given this scenario outlined in the report of the Secretary General, my country would like to call on member states to preserve, promote, and guarantee the full, ongoing, and effective implementation of the obligations that arise from the United Nations Charter, while continuing to work to tackle the root causes of humanitarian crises so that we can ensure coordinated humanitarian responses in keeping with the principles of impartiality, neutrality, humanity, and independence, and thereby honoring the commitment of leaving no one behind.